teenagers with rockets descending on Washington, D.C. But not to worry. I'm Paul Plack, and this is Aero News. Welcome in to the Aero News special feature. Thanks for downloading us today. The aerospace industry, and even NASA, appear to recognize more than many other industries that without a pipeline, fed with interested young qualified people, we can expect a human resources shortage down the road. The Aerospace Industries Association created the Team America Rocketry Challenge to celebrate the centennial of powered flight, but it quickly became evident that competition has great value in filling that pipeline, too. Aero TV will be there for the national finals this weekend in Virginia. ANN's Jim Campbell had the chance to talk with contest manager Audrey Kohler about this year's competition and the history of the challenge.
We've got some interesting plans coming up in a couple days. Most of the ANN video crew is getting ready to pack up the Cirrus and head north to spend a little bit of time to get out to launch. Audrey, if you will, tell us exactly what's happening with the upcoming TARC, which is, I believe, May 15th up in Virginia.
Well, Jim, we have a great event planned. There are 100 teams from across the country, from 30 states and the Virgin Islands, that will be participating in this event. And about 650 kids that will be launching rockets and trying to win the crown of national champion.
Now, how did this come about? What is the overall proposition here? Obviously, it's a great time to get together and do something pretty outstanding and get young people involved in a certain technology. But what's the mission here?
Well, AIA created the Team America Rocketry Challenge back in 2003, initially as just a one-time celebration of the centennial of flight. But we had an overwhelmingly positive response to the program. And it was from NASA and all the parents and students and teachers that we decided to make it an annual event. And the goal is to encourage students to study math and science and pursue careers in aerospace. And we are now in the eighth year of the program, and it's been very successful and, a really big part of what AIA does.
Well, obviously, we've seen this kind of activity become an inspiration to many. I mean, I grew up with Estes model rockets and so forth myself, and that's turned into kind of a lifelong fascination and a career for me. But are you seeing in the short time involved any real payoff? Are you seeing lives being redirected because of this interest?
Yeah, we actually we have surveyed a lot of these students, and the survey results have shown that this program is really encouraging them to study science, technology, engineering, and math in college and to pursue careers in those fields. We have highlighted a few of our students who have gone on and graduated college and are now working at our companies, working on rockets and missile systems or in the military. So we have some really great success stories from the program, and we're hoping to, do a more broad survey and get some even broader results.
This is a pretty significant undertaking. You'd mentioned significant numbers and participation from well outside the confines of the USA. What's it take to put together an event like this? Even, it's one day, but I guarantee it's not one day of preparation, is it?
Well, we have we've had about 50,000 students participate over the past 8 years, and basically these teams start in September and, have to work all year long, and we work with a lot of different companies and organizations to put this together. We work with the National Association of Rocketry, which is an all-volunteer organization that has chapters all across the U.S., and we pair those mentors with teams, and they observe their flights and make sure that everything is following a strict safety code. And then at the finals itself, we have over 100 volunteers from the National Association of Rocketry that come out and run the launch field operations. And then we also have about 50 AIA staff that will be out there, organizing exhibits for the students and hosting our members on that day, giving tours of the launch field and running all the media operations. So it's a really big and very involved event.
Indeed. Now, you mentioned this is a competitive event. What are these teams competing for? What are the tasks set before them, and how are you judging and delineating the differentiation and how they're doing?
Well, the goal this year is for teams to design, build, and fly a model rocket that reaches 825 feet, stays aloft for between 40 and 45 seconds, and returns a raw egg unbroken. Each year, we change the rules so that teams can't reuse the same rocket, and so it's a new challenge every year. Teams have an electronic altimeter, which they put in the rocket, that measures the altitude, and then we also have two judges from the National Association of Rocketry who will time the rocket, and then we average those scores together. So the final score is a combination of the altitude and duration. And if the egg is cracked or broken upon landing, then they're automatically disqualified. So basically what happens is all the teams will launch during a certain window in the morning, and then the top 20 teams will relaunch in the afternoon at TARC, and the two scores will be averaged together to come up with the winners. The top 10 teams will split a prize pool of $60,000, and the winning team will win a trip to the International Air Show in London to compete against the UK and French teams.
Boy, stakes are pretty high then, aren't they?
Yeah, definitely. The international component is a new one and pretty exciting. The UK has been doing their own version of TARC for 3 years, and we've just recently started competing with them for an international trophy, and now the French have joined on, and we're going to have a big international component to this, which is pretty exciting.
In a moment, it's not just AIA that's recognized the value of the challenge. Many AIA companies are now helping fund it. More with Jim Campbell and Audrey Kohler of Team America Rocketry Challenge in a moment. You're listening to a special feature from Aero News.
Uncramp your style in a new Citation CJ2 Plus from Cessna. Now with integrated ProLine 21 avionics, FADEC, and a restyled cockpit and cabin. In the CJ2 Plus, you'll carry more payload than you could in the original CJ2. You'll climb and cruise faster. You'll have the freedom to use even shorter runways, and you'll do it all on less fuel. For a sure thing, call 1-800-4-CESSNA.
Diamond's DA-42 Twin Star is General Aviation's ultimate flying machine. Fly fast with the confidence of a twin for the cost of a single. Go direct over water or rugged terrain and cover great distances in the first and only piston aircraft with an advanced airframe, avionics, and engines. The DA-42 gives you options you've never had before, including the Garmin G1000 and known ice protection. Go where you want, when you want, fast and for less. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
Welcome back to the Aero News special feature. ANN's Jim Campbell is talking with Audrey Kohler, manager of the Team America Rocketry Challenge. You can find lots of examples in which an industry association thought supporting an activity like this would be good PR, but member companies responded with a yawn, especially during a recession. That is not a problem here.
The industry has really wrapped itself around the concept of this event. I mean, you've got some major players from industry as well as government. You know, we've got the administrator of NASA showing up, the FAA administrator, so forth and so on. I mean, this is people are taking this very seriously, aren't they?
They are, yeah. We've had some really great guests that want to come out to this event and are supportive of this event. NASA and DOD are partners with us on this event. They provide prizes. NASA has a student launch initiative, which is basically a more advanced rocketry program. And the top 20 teams from TARC have the chance to enter into that program. So that's, you know, on NASA's radar, and the administrator's been very supportive of that. The Secretary of the Air Force, Michael Donnelly, has come out for the past few years, and DOD provides some great teacher prizes as well. They do teacher training in the summer, working with DOD engineers. So that's a really great opportunity for those teachers. And then we also have some other partners. The American Association of Physics Teachers also partners with us on the event. And then, you know, we have about 32 member companies that provide financial support as well as prizes and mentorship to these teams. Raytheon supports the winning team's trip to the International Air Show, and Lockheed Martin also provides additional scholarship money to the top three teams.
Well, that is serious support. For those who may be interested in the event, is this open to the public?
It is, Jim. It's a great family event. We encourage people to come out, bring a picnic lunch, watch some launches, view the exhibit area. We have some great exhibits this year. We're going to have a full-size inflatable mock-up of the F-18, a mock-up of the shuttle, some simulators, a Boeing F-15 simulator, a Lockheed Martin F-16 simulator. We're going to have an Air Force flyover in the afternoon. So we have some really exciting things going on throughout the day.
Now, where is the event? Can you give us some specifics so people can track this down, and where can they get more information?
Sure. The event is taking place at Great Meadow in the Plains, Virginia, and it's west on 66, about 40 miles outside of D.C. It's a beautiful private park. It's where they host Gold Cup, which is a national horse race. And you can get more information on our website, which is rocketcontest.org.
And for those who may not be familiar, I mean, there's a great breadth of folks who listen to Aero News and our Aero Casting from all across the industry. But for those who may not be that familiar with AIA, who, of course, is the backbone of this particular program, can you talk a little bit about the mission of AIA and how this fits into the overall AIA mission profile?
Well, AIA is a large organization that represents all the major aerospace companies in the U.S., and these companies are really interested in, you know, encouraging the next generation of aerospace engineers and innovators. So they have a vested interest in inspiring students to study science, technology, engineering, and math. So we took it upon ourselves to try and create a program like the Team America Rocketry Challenge to, you know, benefit our members, to show what a great industry the aerospace industry is, how strong it is, and what amazing jobs and opportunities are available. So, yeah, that's why we're doing it.
Well, Audrey, I have to tell you, the folks here at ANN and our Aero TV teams are very excited to be heading up there. I've got two of my best video people that are already figuring out how to shoot this and best angles to shoot a launch and so forth, of course, keeping in line with the dictates of your range safety officials and all. But we're tremendously excited to see this. We've reported on it from afar, and our chance to finally get a chance to see it up close and personal and be involved with it is something that's just got everybody here all in a dither. So we're really looking forward to next week, May 15th, for the Team America Rocketry Challenge.
Great. Looking forward to it, Jim.
Well, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Audrey Kohler is the manager of the Team America Rocketry Challenge. Find out more at rocketcontest.org. Jim Campbell is ANN's CEO and editor-in-chief. You've been listening to a special feature from Aero News. Find us on the web at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.